Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of January 17th, 2011. While the issue's focus is on the interaction between the automotive and chemical industries, we've got a cover story on the historic deal signed by INEOS and PetroChina. This new deal will pave the way for future collaboration. The companies entered into a framework agreement to form joint ventures for trading and refining activities at Grangemouth in Scotland and La Vera, France. INEOS also signed an agreement with PetroChina parent China National Petroleum Corporation to share refining and petrochemical technology and expertise. PetroChina and Switzerland-based INEOS will work towards forming the proposed joint ventures by the end of 2011. Pick up the latest issue to find out more. Also in the January 17th Ice is Chemical Business, we have our special feature looking at chemicals in the global car industry. We have an overview which projects a period of increased production for automobiles, and you may not know that on the average, every vehicle manufactured today contains almost $3,000 worth of chemicals. There are articles on plastic innovations more and more replacing metal in automotive applications. Paint suppliers are providing new chemistries aimed at reducing paint time and resources while boosting efficiency. And I contributed an article taking a look at the recovery of styrene butadiene rubber, or SBR. SBR is one of the primary ingredients for making auto tires, and in the post-economic downturn world, consumers are buying more cars again, which means more tires are being sold as well. That, in turn, drives sales of SBR. And although prices of SBR feedstock butadiene have been receding, demand for SBR is so strong, especially driven by new regulations in Europe, that producers have been increasing the price of SBR. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Also in this issue are articles on chlorine in China, Eastman selling one of its methanol plants, a propylene price surge is bad news for Dow Chemical, and much, much more. Thanks for listening to this edition of the ICIS Chemical Business podcast, and make sure to check out the latest issue by either subscribing or visiting our news pages at ICIS.com. Good night.